This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Well, he's known as Cardinal Sean among Catholics in Boston, but Pope Sean? National Catholic reporter Vatican correspondent John Allen says there's strong speculation in Rome that Cardinal Sean O'Malley is on the short list of possible successors to Pope Benedict. Now, O'Malley is expected to travel to Rome soon to begin talks about choosing the next pope. We reached John Allen by phone in Rome today and asked him what he's hearing specifically about O'Malley.
For the moment, this is journalistic chatter. That is, it's being fueled by pundits and commentators as opposed to the cardinals, most of whom are not yet in Rome, and therefore whether the idea of O'Malley as Pope would have any actual traction remains to be seen. Going into this period, the conventional wisdom was that any American at all would be a tremendous long shot.
What stands out the most out of what you've read so far that seems to be sort of the most either interesting or compelling argument for O'Malley?
One, his reputation as a reformer on the child sexual abuse scandals, which have rocked the church not just in the United States, but in many parts of the Catholic world, including Italy. The other is that particularly for Italians, the Vatican in the court of popular opinion is often associated with power games, intrigue, and the notion of having a simple, humble, morally upright Capuchin Franciscan wearing his brown habit at the peak of the church's power structure seems to be exercising a real fascination for some of these Italian commentators.
You know, though, locally, many of the victims of clergy abuse are critical of Cardinal O'Malley's handling of the matter. They say that he hasn't promptly released the names of all the accused priests. Many of them continue to be withheld. And he's also lobbied against statute of limitations reform, which some of the clergy abuse victims and their advocates say, you know, show that he's not really on their side.
Yeah, I think what you have to understand is that people in the United States, and of course particularly in Boston, have been taking a very close and detailed look at Cardinal Sean O'Malley's record on the abuse crisis for a long time. Internationally, and particularly in Rome, nobody has been following it at the level of detail. Basically, what they know at this point is that he was brought in to clean up the mess left behind by his predecessor, Cardinal Bernard Law, that he was instrumental in arranging the meeting that Pope Benedict XVI held with sex abuse victims when he came to the United States in 2008, and that when there have been hot spots on the crisis in other parts of the world, O'Malley has in some ways been the Pope's go-to guy for those sorts of crisis situations. Now, what will happen is that if this boom around O'Malley turns out to have a shelf life longer than 24 hours, people will begin taking a closer look at the record, and perhaps at that stage the debate will become a little bit more intense.
Now, I've also seen it in some of the press reports, speculating really whether he might be a candidate. Folks also cite his use of a personal blog and Twitter, the fact that he has a PhD in Spanish and Portuguese literature, and he worked in Chile and St. Thomas, showing that he has sort of a broad range of experience, but also that he reaches out and uses technology to do so. How important are those things? Do you think they're really that important?
Well, I don't think the fact that Cardinal Sean has a blog is what's going to put him over the top as the next pope. But, you know, I do think in broad strokes, the senior leadership of the Catholic Church is fully committed to what they call the new evangelization. Basically, the idea is to relight the missionary fires of the Church, and in particular, try to reach out to people who, for one reason or another, perhaps have been alienated from the Church, or at least are no longer practicing their faith. And so the image of O'Malley as someone who has tried to find creative ways of doing that, the image that he has is someone who is committed to the task of evangelization, of being a missionary.
You know, he's quoted at a press conference after Benedict's announcement that he does not want to be pope. He said that.
Whoever is fueling this boom of speculation about Sean O'Malley as a possible pope, I think you can take it to the bank that it is not Sean O'Malley himself. I think he has made it abundantly clear, A, that he is not running for the job, and B, that in many ways he hopes that it doesn't come to him.
I do think that the folks who have been watching him closely here in Boston or in the U.S. in general point to his personality, which you say might be an asset because of his simplicity, but couldn't it also be a real liability in terms of taking a job like Pope when you are a more contemplative, quiet, simple person?
Sure. I think many cardinals, looking at the way this papacy has ended, I think the last thing they would want to do is elect someone who they are worried might be crushed by the burdens of the papacy. And so I do think that is a serious question mark about Sean O'Malley.
John Allen, senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Glad to talk to you, Deborah.